Money conversations don't have to end in arguments or awkward silence. What if discussing finances could actually strengthen your relationship? Ramit Sifi's approach to couples' finances focuses on emotional connection through financial teamwork rather than just numbers. Unlike traditional advice that vaguely suggests having the money talk, Sifi provides specific scripts, strategies, and psychological insights that transform how couples relate to money. The most revealing insight from his work with real couples, financial feelings rarely correlate with actual bank balances. Whether dealing with six-figure debt or millions in savings, couples struggle with the same core issues. And in 90% of relationships, one person handles all the money, a dangerous imbalance that creates resentment and financial vulnerability. Money isn't like washing dishes, it's more like parenting. It affects every aspect of your lives together, from where you live to how you spend your time. Both partners need to be involved, even if one has more financial aptitude than the other.
The language we use shapes our money experiences. Saying we get to talk about money instead of we have to transforms conversations from obligations into opportunities. For your first discussion, create a simple outline covering mutual benefits, feelings about money, desired outcomes, and next steps. Begin by expressing excitement about building financial partnership. Share vulnerably, "I feel confused," or "I'm worried about retirement," before inviting your partner to share. Then paint a vision of how you want to feel: confident, knowledgeable, partnered. Keep this first conversation brief, 15 to 20 minutes, in a calm, distraction-free environment, preferably in the morning when you're both fresh. When conflicts arise, use phrases like, "Can we take a break?" or "Help me understand what you mean." Build momentum by scheduling a follow-up meeting. Ask your partner to contribute to the agenda and prepare a specific appreciation to share. Starting money talks with genuine compliments transforms the dynamic.
When Charlie told Sarah, "We can't afford that beach vacation," despite their $282,000 income, he wasn't responding to their actual finances, but to his money psychology, shaped by his parents' financial conflicts. Our financial decisions are driven by invisible scripts, deeply held beliefs formed in childhood that we don't recognize. Most people fixate on minor purchases while ignoring decisions costing them hundreds of thousands long term. Your money type reveals behaviors needing change. Avoiders procrastinate with money matters out of fear. Optimizers obsess over numbers but can enjoy money. Worriers view money conversations negatively, constantly fearing disaster. Dreamers use magical thinking, waiting for something to transform their finances. Most couples have an invisible third partner, their money dynamic. Common patterns include the sitcom dynamic, bickering masking deeper issues, the chaser-avoider dynamic, one pursues money conversations while the other flees, and the innocent doe enabler dynamic. One plays naive while the other handles everything financial. Few people have witnessed healthy money conversations. A model dialogue includes showing appreciation, asking rather than telling, inviting dialogue, and seeking agreement, maintaining constructive conversation through gentle language and collaborative problem solving. Most people vaguely describe their ideal financial future as doing what I want, when I want, but struggle with specifics. Creating a rich life vision allows couples to dream together about meaningful priorities rather than arguing about endless small financial choices. The process involves four key steps: fill in blanks about dream experiences, identify what brings disproportionate joy relative to cost, like outsourcing laundry or regular pedicures, design a perfect day in the near future, and create a decade-long perspective with bucket list items, dates, and savings plans. Couples don't need identical rich life visions. Different dreams can coexist while agreeing on major decisions. The process often reveals creative solutions that satisfy both partners. Start by investing $100 in your first rich life conversation in a relaxed setting when you're both happy. Remember that a rich life isn't about luxury, but intentional choices aligned with your values. Even couples focused on debt repayment need this vision. It provides motivation when financial discipline gets tough. Instead of restrictive budgeting, identify your money dials, categories where you love spending money, yes dials, and areas where you're willing to cut back, less dials. The most common yes dials are food, travel, and health wellness. This approach encourages multidimensional thinking about spending. When considering quadrupling restaurant spending, don't just think about eating out more often. Consider taking family to Michelin-starred restaurants they couldn't afford, shifting from quantity to quality and generosity. After identifying what matters most, cut back strategically elsewhere. Housing and cars offer the biggest saving opportunities, while eating out provides immediate savings. Reviewing subscriptions can typically save $100 to $200 monthly. When discussing spending cuts with your partner, use finesse rather than demands. Focus on the three biggest expenses, make decisions together, and demonstrate vulnerability by offering to cut something from your own spending first. Couples who approach money as a team can live a richer life than imagined. By intentionally directing their money together, they reach goals faster while enjoying the journey. Most couples' finances are chaotic. Understanding your situation requires just four numbers to calculate net worth: assets, investments, savings, and debt. To calculate net worth, add assets, property, car, investments, retirement accounts, index funds, and savings, bank accounts. Then subtract debt, loans, credit cards, mortgage. Rough estimates within $10,000 are sufficient. This number isn't a moral judgment, but a snapshot of your current position. With the right system, money flows automatically to support your rich life without constant monitoring. Couples need a deliberate setup: one joint checking account for paychecks, several joint savings accounts for major goals, individual accounts for personal spending, plus appropriate credit cards and investment accounts. When one partner becomes financially motivated while the other resists, forcing change doesn't work. Instead, help your partner discover their own motivation through gentle questions like, "What do you think about our money situation?" Once they want change too, you can move forward together rather than one person carrying the financial burden. Monthly money meetings should be lighthearted yet structured. Use the CARE approach: compliment your partner, ensure accountability by reviewing spending, include a rich life moment to anticipate, and end with "I love you." When embracing your unique rich life vision, expect friends and family to question your choices about visible success markers like your house or car. Eventually, you'll focus on your own vision rather than others' opinions. The annual Rich Life Review lets couples step back from daily life for big picture planning. Held in a special location, this ritual celebrates successes, strategizes improvements, and plans for the future. Remember, change is challenging, and discipline alone won't sustain your plans. Return to your rich life vision when motivation wanes. Even if your partner only manages 70% of what you'd hoped, celebrate that progress. The momentum builds quickly. When you see that first automatic savings deposit, you'll both realize the system works. Your shared financial journey is ultimately about creating a life of intention, connection, and joy together.